Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So Charles Haddon Spurgeon, number 3, hold this world with a loose hand. Don't cling on to it. Number 4. Every day, seriously test your hope and your experience. And I read a little bit of that, what he was trying to say, and you really have to dig deep what he's trying to say here about every day. Seriously test your hope and your experiences. Do you die daily? Are you living for Christ? Or is it all about yourself? And that's what he's saying here. You really test your hope and your experiences in life. Number 5, come every day just as you did at conversion to the cross of Jesus Christ as a poor, guilty sinner. I love that one. Every day, realize that you're still a sinner and you come to the cross every day. How many of us actually every day consider that? And when I was writing this, I had to do some retrospect. I had to admit every day I don't go back to the cross every day. Go back to the cross and realize just how guilty of a sinner I get at my devotions and do in the morning I get and don't really consider every day what Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary. And that's what Charles Haddon Spurgeon was saying, to come every day just as you did at conversion to the cross of Jesus as a poor, guilty sinner. Number 6, live in a manner that you would not be ashamed to die at any moment. True, a lot of truth in that one. Live in a manner that you would not be ashamed to die at any moment. And then number 7, have your affairs in order so that you are ready to die. Have your affairs in order so that you are ready to die. In other words, I've said it before. I've said it so many times. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the uppertaker. But still, are our affairs in order? If I was to be called home today, well, I'm ready. I know where I'll be. But what do I leave behind? My testimony. So many things we go, what do we leave behind for our children? Things of that nature, in any way, providing for them. So there's a thought about make sure all your affairs of life are in order. Verse number 32, back in 1 Corinthians. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it me if the dead rise not? This is an interesting statement when he talks about in Ephesus. And the only thing we can get, and I won't go back there, he was probably referring to his struggles with the craftsmen at Ephesus in Acts chapter 19, verses 23 through 41. I won't rehash that. I won't allow. But there's some men, remember Demetrius, all of that. They wanted to kill the Apostle Paul. And here he calls them beast, B-E-A-S-T, which I'd put it in a modern language. I would write, they're a bunch of animals. They're beasts there at Ephesus. They were trying to kill me. And then just so we were, they're just like a bunch of animals. Paul used that word, the same word in Philippians chapter number 3, verse number 2. When Paul was talking about those Pharisees and them Judaizers, he said, beware of dogs. When he said beware of dogs in Philippians chapter 3, verse number 2, he wasn't referring to those dogs that roam in the streets and all. Matter of fact, Kendall, he bought a little puppy. And that puppy, I forget, it's like a German shepherd. It's called a Mancherin or whatever you call these things. I don't know what you call this. What's it called?
Malinois.
What?
Malinois.
A Malinois. And they're police dogs. He probably. And we're trying to train that dog when a stranger comes. You know what? The dog, he's a puppy. He's going to be a dog. Big dog. He's fine. You know what he does? Anybody new comes in the house? A puppy. By the way, that scares me to death. So Kendall brings him over to get used to people and all, and the kids come up, you know, we hold back and all. Anyway, he's got to get used to people. He wasn't talking about those kind of dogs, Paul, here in Philippians 3:2. He talked about those guys, these Judaizers, who would twist the gospel. And they would say, well, you can be saved, but you have to keep the law. He said, they're a bunch of dogs. Well, that's what he called these folks at Ephesus. They're beasts. They're like wild animals. They were zealous Jewish teachers. Then he says, if the dead rise not, he says, let's eat and drink. And I have in parentheses in my notes, let's party. For you all are going to die anyway. So what's the use? If this is all the life is, this is all it's about. Well, then he makes that statement, if the dead rise not, well, let us eat and drink. Have a good time in life, for tomorrow we're going to die. And there's no resurrection if that's the case. And then verse number 33, be not deceived. The word deceived here means don't be fooled and don't be tricked that there is no resurrection. And then he makes this interesting statement. Evil communication corrupts good manners. After he says, be not deceived, obviously the people were hobnobbing with people who believe something contrary to this thing about resurrection. That's why he put that in there. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Bad teaching corrupts good teaching, good lifestyle. Have a note here. Don't associate with these kind of people. Their teachings will affect you and your way of life. No matter how much you think it won't affect you, it does. Quit hobnobbing with them. Y'all look at me awful strange. Quit hobnobbing with people that teach these false doctrines is what he was telling the church at Corinth. Evil communication corrupts good manners. You're trying to live right. You're trying to follow Scripture. But these people are saying otherwise, and it's affecting you. You're really questioning the Word of God. Well, is there really a resurrection? Brings us into today's light. Be careful who you hang around with. There's other denominations that teach things contrary that I believe that the Bible teaches contrary to the Word of God. Whether it's the speaking in tongues, or these gifts and all, and I know you have friends and I have, but you be very careful. Quit hobnobbing. Don't mean you can't be friends, but be very careful. And that's what Paul is saying. Realize that evil communications corrupt good manners. And it'll start. Remember what Satan said to Eve? Yea, hath God said? Did he really say that? And that's what happens here. Listen to a preacher here this past week. And I was dumbfounded. All I could say was, wow. Because what he was teaching was so contrary to the Word of God. And there's people there in that congregation who are listening to that. And it's corrupting good manners. What they've been taught before now, it's going to be, well, maybe what we were taught wasn't right. Because now what they're being taught, evil community, and I won't go into it, but that's what Paul's saying. Is, be careful, be careful, be careful. Evil communications corrupt this good manners. We too can learn from this. Quit listening to false teachers and preachers. If you run with dogs, you will get what? Thank you. You said that, not me. Okay. You get in the hog pen, you'll smell like a hog. You get the point. Verse number 34, we're going to close. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God, and I speak this to your shame. Literally, what he is saying, wake up and become aware of truth and righteousness, right thinking and right living. What do you mean sin not? He knows nobody's going to be perfect. We're all going to sin. He's talking about that right living. Awake to righteousness and living right.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.